I remember these days with rather mixed feelings, my time playing varsity football in high school. On the plus side, it taught me all kinds of life lessons. I learned how to work as part of a team, when to risk breaking the rules, how to win gracefully, and how to lose. Well, okay, I never learned how to lose with grace. If you were at trivia night, you know this. But on the other side of the coin was a particular circle of hell called preseason. And since this was a boarding school, we spent the last month of our summers practicing three times a day in the heat and humidity. I was a day student. I didn't board there since I lived with my family just one town over. But for that month, we all stayed together in the dorms. Our breaks were only to eat as many calories as we could cram into an hour, to study the playbook, and then lift weights if we had any energy left at night. As a player, one of my favorite things was that games went on rain or shine, or even snow. We literally never once canceled due to the weather. Sometimes the field was nothing but a big puddle of mud. It was like a slip and slide, but gross. And I loved it. I'm guessing, however, my parents did not, because they had to drive me home afterwards, in their car, sometimes with multiple towels layered over the seats and the floorboards, yet they never once complained. One of the best parts afterwards was probably the long, hot shower after I got home. Well, either that or the completely unhealthy handful of ibuprofen. But rinsing off the blood and the sweat and the mud, as well as shaking off whatever mistakes I made, was fully cathartic. I came out of that shower almost infinitely cleaner than I went in, literally and metaphorically. Lent, for me, is kind of like another opportunity to go through that shower. Every year, a new beginning, a fresh start, the opportunity to be reconciled to God, as St. Paul puts it. Not because these 40 days are somehow going to fix everything that's wrong with me, and not because we're sinners beyond any chance of redemption. In fact, it's the total opposite. For remember that we are all made in the image of God. But that image gets tarnished, like looking at our reflections in an antique mirror. It needs to be polished periodically so that we can see our true selves, see what we really are. C.S. Lewis wrote this in a letter of God's willingness to forgive us. He wrote, "We shall, of course, be very muddy and tattered children by the time we reach home. But the bathrooms are all ready, the towels are put out, and the clean clothes are in the airing cupboard." My friends, I will not presume to tell you what Lent should look like for you. But I do know who's waiting for you at home. Amen.